It's October 19th, 2012, a rainy Friday, and Oroville is grateful indeed for this rain. Today's temperature high is 29 degrees Celsius, northeasterly winds 15 to 25 kilometers per hour, with a forecast for continued rain all this week. Now listen to a chat with Orovillian Kartik. Good morning, Kartik.
Good morning.
So, Kartik, you tell me, when you were born right here in Oroville, or...
Yeah, I born here and I grew up here.
You're coming from which village?
It's near village near Coot Road.
Okay.
Name is Patanu.
Uh huh.
I'm from there.
You're from there.
Yeah.
And how long have you actually been an Orovillian?
Since 1 year, but I was here like since when I was 8.
I remember. I remember. And how old are you now, Kartik?
I'm 24.
Share a little bit about your life. Where did you go to school and what is your work now?
Actually, when I was 8, I brought off here by my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And then I studied in New Creation School. Now I think it's IKM School.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I finished my school in New Creation, and then I went to after school for a year, and then I moved in future school also after a year from after school, and then I finished my school I finished in future school.
You finished in future school.
Yeah,
great.
My school.
That's your school.
Yeah. And after that, I don't like to do more education and studies, so I stopped.
Okay. Well, I think coming from future school, that's the equivalent of a high school education.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't do exams. I studied and didn't do my high school exams.
But you can always pick it up later if you decide.
Yeah, if I want to.
But now you're working here in the financial service. What do you do here?
I'm kind of a messenger. There's two offices in our, you know, in finance service. One is in Kulapalam, near Topotus, and one is in Town Hall. So what I do... I have to bring the things from here to there, and then some communication with the two branches. This is my job, what I'm doing here. And sometimes I replace the front desk, for example, giving cash and opening account for people, for guests. And I do also some foreign exchange in front desk. This is my job here in financial service.
So it's kind of like you're a bank teller. It's like working in a bank.
I also, yeah.
Yeah.
And some connection with the bank also.
Mm-hmm.
I do some connection with the bank and the office, and financial service office.
How long have you been doing this?
Since 3 years. In 2008, I came mm-hmm. here in financial service.
And you have an idea of what you'd like to continue to do? Would you like to...
Before I come to financial service, I worked in Lateras. When I was in future school... my school will send to other places to, if I, they ask what you're going to do in future, so they help me to do something. So I said I want to do cooking, so they send me in bakery, Adult Bakery and Lateras.
I didn't know that.
So I did some cooking course with them, and then learned something from them, and then I started like to work in Lateras. So when I stopped school, I immediately started to work in Lateras.
Mm-hmm.
For 2-3 years, I was working there. And after that, one day I came to financial service.
And do you like now the bank type work better than the cooking? Or do you think
I think I miss cooking, so I have to go back.
Lateras is a lovely restaurant, a coffee shop it's called, but it's quite a nice restaurant on top of Solar Kitchen. Yes, I remember seeing you there. And having some of your food.
I'm barista there. I make coffee.
Ah, yeah. Barista. Yeah. Hey. Always a good skill. Yeah. Everybody loves coffee, it seems.
People comes there only who loves the coffee there. So I can see the people who love the coffee.
Yeah. I'm one of them.
I know.
And do you do some sports here in Oroville?
Yeah, I'm a basketball player. I'm part of Oroville Club, actually.
Mm-hmm.
There's 6 clubs in Oroville.
Mm-hmm.
One is Oroville, and it's the main team. And there's other clubs, Certitude. I'm playing for Certitude. And Aspiration, Fraternity, New Creation, and Lotus. There's six clubs and one girls team also, Auroville girls team. Sometimes they make tournament between Auroville and Pondicherry.
Mm-hmm.
So there is another 11 teams in Pondicherry.
Mm-hmm.
So they make some tournaments, championship league, everything.
Mm.
It's happening. People are saying that I'm quite good in basketball.
I bet you are. You're nice and tall. Which position do you play?
I play for defense and center.
Do you have any idea about having your own restaurant sometime in the future? Or what are you planning, a marriage? Or what are your long-term plans?
My marriage, nothing, not now.
Okay.
I didn't think about that. No idea. And I want to improve my cooking thing. So I'm going to learn with someone. I'm trying for it.
Another school or from an individual?
From Auroville. I don't want to study outside. I want to do it in Auroville. I want to learn from Auroville cookers and cook.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Thanks, Kartik.
Thanks for this opportunity.
Looking for action? Here's an invitation to act. Participate in the Collective Priorities and Values Action Meeting next Tuesday, October 23rd, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. The priorities in this meeting will be affordable housing, entry process, participatory planning, economy, violence in Auroville, and disobedience of decisions. Or one can suggest your own priority. Next is to join an action group at the meeting to discuss goals and action plans to support your chosen priority. And then action. The groups will report back in 2 weeks on the progress of their proposed actions. And the Residents' Assembly Service will report back to the community on the progress of all the projects. For more information, call 948-662-3749 or write to raservice@auroville.org.in. And this is an excerpt from Sri Aurobindo's writings. To be or become something, to bring something into being, is the whole labor of the force of nature. To know, feel, do are subordinate energies that have a value because they help the being in its partial self-realization to express what it is and help it in its urge to express the still more not yet realized that it has to be. But to be fully is to be wholly conscious of one's being. Unconsciousness, half-conscious, or deficient consciousness is a state of being not in possession of itself. It is existence, but not fullness of being. To be aware wholly and integrally of oneself and of all the truth of one's being is the necessary condition of true possession of existence, and this is what is meant by spiritual knowledge. We've been listening to Auroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone today, and in studio Andrea and Yahlom. Please direct any comments or queries to auroville.org, and we thank you for listening.